Graphic Audio presents an original story of James Axler's Deathlands.
Beneath, Charybdis holds her boisterous reign midst roaring whirlpools and absorbs the main. Thrice in her gulfs the boiling lakes subside. Thrice in dire thunder she refunds the tide.
Christy heard the words, but she had no idea what Doc was talking about. She concentrated on shooting, but a large shape swelled into her vision when the yacht crested the next wave. The ship in front of the butterfly was huge, and they were closing on it fast.
Dean, brace yourself! What is JB doing? We're headed straight for it!
Probably the only thing he can do!
Doc still stood in the hatch doorway and was disconnected to what was going on around him. Bullets chopped across the deck toward him. Christy scrambled across the heaving deck. The yacht bore down on the large ship ahead of it. Christy wrapped her arms around Doc's waist and shoved him down the below deck steps where at least 3 inches of water sloshed. JB steered the yacht into the opening between the two large ships where he meant to, but a wave caught the butterfly and heaved her up and forward. It carried the double-hulled speedboat on the right up as well. Abruptly, the depth indicator hit zero. JB smashed against the shattered plexiglass and went through past his injured shoulder and almost to his waist. In the next instant, the speedboat careened off the side of the yacht and shot forward. It impacted against the more submerged of the three ships. There were at least three, JB surmised as he processed what had happened. The two on either side of him, and at least one more that was submerged only a few feet. That was the one the butterfly had run aground on.